What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. Not like China or anything like that. I don't know what fucking time it is right
China.
Now. China.
It's fuck you o'clock.
But in the Eastern Coast of America.
Fuck you.
It's a little after 5.
Right.
If it isn't that time, then you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. You may be in China.
China.
Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Right.
From which you get our podcasts.
Where my podcast at?
We appreciate the time. We appreciate your efforts and you're buying shit through our Amazon link.
Danke.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go and buy shit, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
Right.
Jeez.
What animal is that?
I don't know.
That's the flapping oyster.
That was Melania on Trump's balls when she was renegotiating her prenup.
Be best.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can tweet us during the show and or anytime, actually.
Right.
And
whenever
we're also
you want.
On the Facebook and on the Insta.
We're on your face.
For extra.
Right.
Strap in, everybody. Strap on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to say a big fat fuck you to all the cops beating on the protesters down there at Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. Go fuck yourself.
But they were violent.
Oh, yes. Jeez. Imagine that.
They're trying to pull down an Andy Jackson statue.
Right.
I like his hair.
Right.
He owned slaves.
Yeah, and had some issues right. with the Native Americans.
Absolutely. So why is there a statue of the guy there?
I mean, do we need to...
No, we don't.
...explain the history right, of this
right.
country?
That's right! It's racist! It's very racist!
It's my heritage.
Boo!
Let's just fucking jump in right away and see what's going on in the headlines, and then we'll get to the shit that we want to yell about and cuss about.
Yes.
Over at the, I hit D for Drudge first.
Right,
so
right.
Let's check out the Drudge Report, everybody.
Brought to you by the letter D.
Yeah.
That was Sesame Street,
one,
right?
One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, man. That show was great. I really loved that show.
Still going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. Where do you, I
guess, we have a
PBS.
Tsunami hitting us outside here.
Trump didn't get rid of Sesame Street.
We do have a severe thunderstorm warning here in our part
The
panhandle. So in case we drop out live.
Well, we might drop out into
the
ocean. Right.
Huh?
We could drop out into the ocean.
Well, not from a rainstorm.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's a, you know,
yep.
a big one. Somebody's building an ark somewhere.
Right.
Ken Ham's like, we were right. Say.
Oh, that's going to suck if those dickheads are right, man.
I wonder if Ken Ham's...
Jesus exists and he's answering prayers.
I wonder if it's functional.
What, the Ark? Fuck no.
It's not fully functional like Commander Data.
No, absolutely not.
Summer Spike, it says.
Yes.
And it's a picture of two young ladies in bathing suits lying on a beach wearing COVID masks.
Right.
Face masks.
I mean, you can't even do... I was about to say, God, it would be so great to see a Christopher Guest-style movie about a place like the Ark Encounter. The Ken Ham's...
We have a live one going on.
Right. Yeah, but you can't copy it. You know what? You can't...
There's no more parody left.
You can't parody the thing because it's too fucking strange, I guess.
Seven headlines over to the Drudge Report. Summer spike. California jumps 40% in one day.
Okay.
Not wearing crime in Washington state.
Right.
Nation back to peak numbers.
God.
More to go, says the World Health Organization. Texas residents told stay inside, and family party infects a dozen.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. No one go anywhere.
Those are the headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Stop asking me if comedy is coming back. It's not. Everyone is sick.
Sacramento Bee.
Yes.
Says a large family party in Northern California.
Oh, it's so horrible.
I do have an ad blocker. I must
God
admit
damn
it.
Damn these motherfuckers. How horrible though. It's a family party. Everybody's playing pin the tail on the donkey.
Here we go. A large family party in Northern California has left at least 12 people stricken with COVID-19, most with symptoms.
Oh shit.
A man in his 20s who attended the party a couple of weeks ago later tested positive.
You're not
for the coronavirus.
You're not supposed to go to fucking parties, right? I thought we weren't supposed to fuck. I'm not going to parties. You're not going to parties. What the fuck?
County health officials advised 20 people who had been at the party to self-quarantine. Quarantine, 20.
20 people at a fucking party in some fucking house?
But 12 have already since come down with the COVID.
You dumb fucking dickheads. What state? What state are they in? Not ours.
California.
Okay. It doesn't make a difference. How horrible. God.
The Shasta County, California, way up there.
I'm sure they
want to secede and become Jefferson, right?
Right.
That's that group that's up in Northern California.
Listen, guys, I know that we all want to see people we care about, and it's been a while, but it's like, it's doubly horrible, right? You're with a group... You haven't been around people in a long time, so now you want to be with somebody you really care about. So now you're all together. You all care about each other. Now you're all fucking dead from this shit.
Drinking.
God. Slobbering. The whole fucking thing. Fuck you, Trump Lowe's, at your goddamn super spreader event, you fucks. Man.
The Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency said, we still need to be careful of how we interact here in Shasta County.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yes.
When you're sick, it's really important to stay home. Oh, listen to this, Ryan.
Yes?
The disease is transmitted from person to person.
Oh, shit! What the fuck,
so
man?
So if you are ill and you go to a gathering of some sort... And you are around other people. Those other people are at risk of catching the COVID-19 from you. Are we literally at that level where
yes!
we have to explain to these
yes!
toddler fucks?
Fuck yes. What was that?
Sound like there was something.
Oh no! No, I was banging my kneecaps. I went like this. I went fuck yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like there was a click in the system.
Right. I a glitch in the matrix.
So there you go. That's from the SAC.
God.
Romano B. Shasta County has had 88 confirmed cases.
Oh, my God.
Three people hospitalized, four deaths.
Please, everyone, stay home. What's up?
Three people hospitalized, but four deaths?
Oh, well, they, well, maybe
somebody died at home?
Somebody died and didn't make it to the hospital.
Or maybe at a nursing home or something. They might not count that.
Right. This is California. God damn.
Northern California.
Yeah. This virus is just so bad for a society like ours because it's, you know, to fight it, you really have to work together.
Well, yeah, and have leaders who
and believe in science.
Well, for 10 minutes, put aside their desire for greed and power.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not here. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we found that out.
And Jeebus.
Well, that's a tool.
What, you know,
I don't believe the higher ups believe in the Jesus and stuff like that. They're all frauds.
You know, and it's nice that they allow the churches. Like, if we go back on lockdown, I guarantee fucking to you, they will still allow for churches. There'll be a religious exemption. If we go back down, you know.
This is from the Associated Press.
Ooh,
a coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the United States and sending infections to dire new levels across the South and West. With administrators and health experts warning on Wednesday, that's today, that politicians and a tired of being cooped up public are letting a disaster unfold.
You know, I have to be honest here. If there are any dumb fucking dickheads that vote Republican listening to this show, I want to know that I am in awe of your idiocy, your stupidity.
Fuck you.
Yes. Go fuck yourself. This is your fault.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
But it's their fault. They did this.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
Now, you have to make sure you socially distance when masturbating.
6 feet away, 8 feet if you're a particularly talented squirter.
Oh, my God. Do you realize Trump is president? We can't go outside. It's getting worse. No one wants to wear masks. That would help. No one cares.
Imagine if we had a president that was like, yeah, you got to wear the masks, y'all. We all got to wear them. We got to work together, and we all got to wear masks, and there would be PSAs with little dancing turtles wearing masks or whatever the fuck.
Why wouldn't we look more like Germany or some other country if Obama or Hillary were in charge? I feel like we would be closer to that than to this, even with the amount of stupid fucking idiots in this fucking country.
The U.S. recorded a one-day total of 34,700 new cases. The highest level since late April, when the number peaked at 36,000. So we're creeping up on a new record, everybody.
Okay, Jesus, you're fired. Go fuck yourself. Go pack your shit up. Go find some other people to rule over. Go suck my dick.
Newly confirmed infections have been declining steadily in early hotspots, such as New York and New Jersey. Several other states set single-day records this week.
Yay.
Including Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Okay.
Some breaking hospitalization records, as did North Carolina and South Carolina.
Oh, my God! America! Quit being fucking dumb! Please go home! If you can go home, please! Why are we fuckheads?
People got complacent, says Dr. Mark Boom.
Quit going to parties.
CEO of the Houston Methodist Hospital System, he says, and it's coming back and biting us, quite frankly.
We need our government to send out lots and lots of money so everyone that is not essential can stay home and we can stop this fucking madness.
We have
something.
We have Trump and we have Republicans.
This Ron DeRacist is dumb as shit. He can't even make masks mandatory.
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Governor here in Florida.
That's my fault. Czar, really. Yeah, he sucks. He sucks.
The virus has been blamed for over 120,000 U.S. deaths, the highest toll in the world.
Oh. Okay.
On Wednesday, the widely cited University of Washington computer model of the outbreak now projects nearly 180,000 deaths by October 1st.
Do you realize that the guy that is responsible for a lot of those deaths in the U.S. is the choice of the guy that sits in the bar and says things like, all lives matter. That's who is in charge. All lives matter is in fucking charge right now. Fucking morons.
Or sits in the first congressional seat of Florida.
Oh, God.
First district. He says all lives matter.
These are the descendants of fuckfaces that used to send out chain emails about mass graves by Hillary Clinton and murders by Bill Clinton and people associated with the Clintons that committed suicide. These are the offsprings of their loins, and they are killing us.
Texas, which began lifting its shutdowns early on May 1st, there hospitalizations have doubled. New cases have tripled in 2 weeks.
Happy reopening, everybody.
Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican,
said
the state's facing a massive outbreak.
Ooh.
And might need new local restrictions to preserve hospital space.
God. Look what you're doing to your healthcare, too. Just to suck Donald Trump's nasty little rape cock. Insanity. It's sanity.
Houston's intensive care units are nearly full.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man. I think Maddow or somebody played a recording. I believe a nurse at an ICU made. Did you hear
Maddow, yeah.
I mean... Listen to that and just listen to that and stay home.
It's like MASH. It's like she's working it's like she's working in a war zone.
Yeah.
This person that runs that hospital system says, we need everybody to behave perfectly and work together perfectly.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. That's America.
When I look at a restaurant or a business where people are not following the guidelines, where people are just throwing caution to the wind, it makes me angry.
But that's our country.
Well, right. And a lot of kerosene tossed on their stupid moron fires by their alleged leaders.
We want the people the kind of people that'll see a pile of dead children at Sandy Hook. And when you mention gun control, they'll tell you to suck their cock. But these are those people. These are the worst people.
Some business owners in Texas are frustrated that officials didn't do more and sooner to require masks.
Yeah. Agreed. Somebody put that on a plaque somewhere and hang it above Texas. What was that? Somebody should have done more.
Texas. I wish the officials would have done more. You mean the fucking Republicans that you vote for every single goddamn time?
I wish the Republicans would have done something like Democrats would have done. You voted for the children. You idiot fucking evangelical lowlife fuckfaces voted for the children. And this is what happens when children run shit.
In North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper there, Democrat, finally ordered people to wear masks in public as the daily count of hospitalizations and new cases hovered near records.
Nobody.
In Florida.
Nobody wears masks up in this bitch.
In Florida, several counties and cities recently enacted mask requirements.
Oh, shit.
And cracked down on businesses that don't enforce social distancing rules.
Wow. How? Wow. Jeez. Well, that's not here. There's no way that's here.
Yeah.
I see people all over the place. Nobody has a fucking mask on.
Meanwhile, China appears to have tamed a new outbreak in Beijing, once again demonstrating its ability to quickly mobilize its vast resources by testing nearly 2.5 million people in 11 days.
Is it? Wow. Holy shit.
China on Wednesday. China. Right. The epicenter where it started.
Right. But they're very aggressive.
Now has 12 cases.
12,000?
Down from 22 the day before. 12.
Like 1-2?
Yes.
But they're very aggressive, though, right?
Well, yeah, a little freedom-y not into.
Yeah, like they'll beat you if you're outside.
Right.
I mean, that's we don't want that.
It's a little excessive.
We don't want that.
India also, same deal.
God.
Not the kind of policing we want, but the police would love it. They'd be bringing two or three changes of underwear from all the drizzle.
You know, it's so interesting you bring up police and all the drizzle. Look at all this drizzle. I don't know how we're going to cope with this. Gosh. Bring me a couple of towelettes.
So there we go.
Yay. That's great.
Europe countries are either easing or increasing restrictions as the outbreaks evolve there. John...
I get it.
It's NK. Right. He's African. Nkenga Song.
Oh, good job.
Chief of the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Right.
Said the outbreak on that continent is picking up speed very quickly.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's bad.
Worldwide, more than 9.2 million have been confirmed infected. Close to 500,000 have died.
It's amazing that there are people, I see them on the Book of Face all the time, and they believe this is bullshit. They're still telling you it's flu.
It's these Karens that are out there fighting going into businesses. All these videos that are popping up now, people that are going in videos, going into stores, and yelling and screaming about their freedoms when the store says, you got to get out. We have a mask policy.
Right. I can't. Because people can't run a business, you can't have sick people there. And you can't have your business getting people sick.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to make a case that, make the point that it's better to not have a pandemic or have less of a pandemic, more of one.
It's a tough sell in this country right now, though. That's where we're at.
Am I right to Whitmer? Is it Christine Whitmer, the governor of Michigan? She did a good job. She didn't cave to those lunatics, right?
The ones burning her and hanging her in effigy and calling her a Nazi?
She saved their lives.
Well, yeah.
I mean, God. I was reading about her in that whole thing, and I'm like, God, that's why sometimes
Gretchen.
What?
Gretchen Whitmer.
Gretchen Whitmer. Okay. Outside of how this COVID thing, I know very little about her, but she's a Democrat. She's not like oddly pro-life or anything like that, right? There's no weird shit, right?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I can't.
Because I'm just impressed because,
she's
man.
She's done a good job.
Because she's a better person than I am. Those people were assholes, dude. Total assholes. God. Florida needs that governor.
And they're fighting her tooth and nail. Just yesterday, she's asking an appeals court to delay the opening of gyms.
Oh, my God. Do you guys know if Andrew Gillum was elected, and I don't care about that other shit in the hotel room, go fuck off.
Right.
If Andrew Gillum was elected, we would have less death in Florida. Go fuck yourself. I'm right. I know I'm right.
Right.
I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
And Georgia would be doing better, right? I mean, do you think if Stacey Abrams would have won, there would be less death in Georgia? Maybe, do you think?
One would think, and people would be able to vote and shit.
Think about that when you vote, if there's any Republican fuckheads listening.
We have hate listeners.
Yeah. And if you know any Republicans, ask them that question.
Also, at the Drudge Report, the above the fold... headlines, right, which actually show up first on my phone.
Oh.
Shock poll, Biden up 14.
Damn. Oh, shit.
This is from the New York Times. Joe Biden has taken a commanding lead over Trump in the 2020 race, building a wide advantage among women and non-white voters and making deep inroads with some traditionally Republican-leaning groups that are shifting away from Trump following his ineffective response to the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new poll from the New York Times and Siena College.
Okay, so he is definitely going to contest the election, and he's not leaving.
Biden is currently ahead by 14 points, garnering 50% of the vote compared to 36% for Trump. That is among the most dismal showings of Trump's presidency and a sign that he is the clear underdog right now.
Right.
Fighting for his second term.
And am I right to understand that it seems like the strategy he's using is he generally stays in the basement, you know.
Ooh, Biden.
Yes. And he plays it cool. And Trump does things
he
like...
He was out, though. He went He went to George Floyd's...
Oh, yeah.
Family, met with them.
Right, right. But that was, you know, that's not a big public event.
Well, no, because he's not stupid. And he doesn't want to make people go out and risk the COVID.
And meanwhile, Trump is just handing it to him. I mean, Trump couldn't be more
Jack Dorsey had better fucking not take away his Twitter account at this point.
God.
Let that motherfucker hang himself.
Yes.
Among a striking cross-section of voters, it says here at the New York Times, the distaste for Mr. Trump has deepened as his administration failed to stop a deadly disease that crippled the economy, and then as he responded to a wave of racial justice protests with angry bluster and militaristic threats.
Oh, shit.
The dominant picture that emerges from the poll is of a country ready to reject a president whom a strong majority of voters regard as failing the greatest tests confronting his administration.
Or confronting any administration. That is the thing to me that is like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
How did we got, we just got really unlucky. Because we, I mean, you know, this could have happened here in W. That would have been horrific, right?
It's Mark Burnett's fault.
Because he didn't want to pay Trump enough to do his fucking show.
He humanized Trump and made Trump into this, like, character that was a genius businessman whose job would be to hire apprentices and judge them when they did their little dog and pony shows.
Has Mark Burnett apologized?
No, he's a Trump sucker.
Oh, my God, Mark.
He could probably bury... Well, I don't know. We know he's a racist.
Right.
But Burnett allegedly has the those tapes of... Behind the scenes tape running when Trump
said
the N-word and all kinds of shit.
Why doesn't
allegedly.
He? Why doesn't he release the tapes?
Trump sucker.
God. At some point, though, how's that going to be worth anything? I mean,
is it?
Is it now? Maybe not.
Would we be shocked to hear that Trump has liberally used the N-word in his past and is a big old racist?
Right.
No.
Right. No, we wouldn't. Right. It's working out for Mike Flynn.
Well, right, yeah. I'm sure that's the headline over maybe at the HuffPo.
That's insane.
The court ruled that Trump has to, or that they, Mike Flynn, they have to give up on the
prosecution. It makes me think I don't understand it.
Well, they're probably going to have to, the whole court's probably going to have to, the whole circuit.
Yeah.
It's probably going to go en banc.
Right.
And because that was a 2-1 decision.
But he pled guilty, though.
Yeah. And the judge that wrote, the lifetime judge that wrote the decision is a recent Trump appointee who was concerning from the beginning.
Right.
She's an asshole. She's a lunatic.
Right.
She's one of the more egregious confirmations that they've done to a lifetime on the bench, and here we go. She just she authored a ridiculous opinion, and they're not convinced it's going to pass the whole court because now it goes. They appeal it upward.
What do you mean? What like his?
Well, there's like what 9 of them, 10 of them, 11 of them, or 15 of them, or something like that. And
so Mike Flynn didn't get out of it.
Well, at this level, the. I'm sure the prosecutor or that judge will appeal.
Yes.
And then that means it'll have to go to the, they'll ask the entire court to hear the case.
Right.
Because they're like, they're so busy.
Yeah.
They divide it up into 3 judge
pieces
for a lot of these initial decisions.
Right.
And then it can be appealed to the entire bench.
Okay.
Again, I don't know, 9-11. I forget what the fucking how many are there are in that circuit. And then I don't think it would fly.
Oh, okay. Well.
But we'll see.
Shit. I mean, that's so fucking
And then they'll
crazy.
Appeal then the other side will appeal to the SCOTUS.
But we all know he pled guilty.
Well, none of it makes sense.
God,
they want to rewrite history.
It's crazy.
He was coerced by Obama.
I mean,
Obama set him up.
I never thought Mike Flynn would get off. Or whatever,
Biden's leading Trump by enormous margins with black and Hispanic voters.
Okay.
Women and young people appear on track to choose Biden by an even wider margin than they chose Hillary Clinton over Trump.
You underestimated Trump, didn't you, guys? Some of you did, right? Some of the voters underestimated Trump.
But the former VP has also drawn even with Trump among male voters, whites, and people in middle age and older, groups that have been typically the backbones of the Republican electoral success.
No. Oh. Well, shit.
Then they get anecdotal. Arlene Miles, 75 of Denver,
right,
said she's been a Republican for nearly six decades before she switched her registration to independent earlier this year during the impeachment trial. She said when he was elected, she first resolved to give him a chance, so she voted for him.
How's that working out?
But she has since concluded that he and the party are irredeemable.
Oh, shit. Well, okay.
She said, I was one of those people who stuck by Nixon until he was waving goodbye. I thought I was a good Republican. I thought they had my values, but they have gone down the tubes in these last few years.
Oh, yes. Well, I think sticking with someone while they're being dragged.
She does plan to go out and vote, and she will vote for Biden, she says.
Oh, thank you. That's very good.
She only has one misgiving. She wishes he was younger.
Well, who gives a fuck? He's not a Nazi. He's not a crazy, raping Nazi running around in the White House talking to paintings.
The New York Times again. Most stark may be Biden's towering advantage among white women with college degrees.
Damn!
Who support him over Trump by 39 points.
Oh, shit. You got a lot of... How's he going to make that up?
In 2016, exit polls found that group preferred Clinton to Trump by only 7 points.
Oh, my fucking God. I mean, Donald, that's the fucking power cord. Oh. Oh, my. Whoever makes a power cord on this, whatever this Acer is, fucking assholes.
The poll also found that Biden narrowed Trump's advantage with the less educated white voters.
Shit.
I love the poorly educated.
God, I mean...
But the exodus of white voters from the GOP has been especially pronounced among younger voters.
Oh, shit.
An ominous trend for a party that was already heavily reliant on older demographics.
There are 120,000 plus dead people from the coronavirus, largely because of how Donald Trump fucked everything up. Why did anybody vote for him again? I don't know what to tell people who are voting for Trump. I do not know. I don't know how you deal with those dumb fuckers.
Tom Diamond, 31, a Republican in Fort Worth, Texas, says he still plans to vote for Trump. But listen to this.
But
he's doing it with real misgivings.
Oh, go fuck yourself, you dumb fucking dickhead. We are all dying.
He said the president's a poor leader who mishandled the pandemic and said Biden seems like a guy you can trust, but Trump holds views closer to his own on the economy, healthcare, and abortion.
Oh, you stupid fucking fuckface. You dumb fuckface. You dumb fuckface. I mean, I'm sorry. From here on out, politically, you have to think that for president, at least, people will look at candidates through the lens of this coronavirus. How will they handle it? Will they fuck it up like Donald Trump did?
And even among white seniors, one of Trump's strongest constituencies, he has damaged himself with his conduct. About two-fifths of whites over 65 say they disapprove of Trump's handling of both the coronavirus and race relations.
Oh, you disapprove of the way he's handled race?
The blacks. What about all the jobs I gave the blacks?
Oh, my God. They don't like his behavior in office. They don't like the behavior when he pretended to not believe the CIA about Khashoggi because he wanted to divert attention away from Ivanka's email bullshit. That kind of behavior. They don't like that. Come on. Come on, pussies.
But, you know, the babies.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes. fetal heaven.
They just don't realize that if Trump somehow figured out that it was, he would get reelected if he decided to be pro-choice.
Right.
He would drop them.
Oh, yes.
Like a like a used condom.
But like, so he's pro-choice. Who would vote for him then? I mean, that's an odd demographic. The Nazis who want women to have control over their vaginas, I guess. Their own vagina. Not, you know what I mean.
Right. They want to have control over women's vaginas.
But like, if Trump went pro-life, who would he...
Choice, you mean?
Pro-choice. Who would vote for him, though? Because...
Well, right.
I mean, it would be odd.
I'm just speculating. It were possible.
Right.
5,500 new cases in Florida.
Yay.
A new record.
Good job, everybody. 5,500. The other day, it was 2,000 and something. I wonder what our number is in Escambia.
68 today.
In Escambia?
Yep.
Holy fuck. Listen to me.
Seven Stop ICU beds. So we're down one ICU bed.
Stop going out.
Here in the county.
Well, are they getting this information? Because
DeSantis, this is the good site, though. I mean, but again, we don't know the reporting chain. And
he went directly to the hospitals and told them not to report the number of
ICU beds, right?
Yeah,
literally.
So, how would these people? How would the other?
Maybe they're calling,
right?
Maybe shit. Call the hospital. How many do you have?
Yeah, I just sent somebody down there with a clipboard. Count.
So there you go.
Right. Well, I wouldn't send someone down there with a clipboard. I mean, I'd send a drone, I guess.
So there were some of these races yesterday. A couple of Trump endorsees went down.
Yes.
Trump keeps crowing about his 100% record of the people that he's been endorsing. And
oh, shit.
It's amazing what is considered 100% in the Trump world.
Who lost yesterday?
Just a couple assholes.
Okay. Well, let's enjoy it. I mean, that's nice.
The runoff election for Mark Meadows' congressional seat in one of the Carolinas, North Carolina.
Fuck you.
You know, Mark Meadows is now the chief of staff.
Is he still that? I thought he wasn't.
So they had a runoff election and primary runoff.
Okay.
Trump's endorsed candidate lost.
Damn, Donald.
To a 24-year-old real estate investment CEO.
God.
Who will just turn 25, which is the rule.
Yeah.
If he wins, he would become a congressman.
But he's the Republican, right?
25 years old, yes.
This kid's a Republican?
He beat Trump's endorsed candidate. His name is Madison Cawthorn.
Hey, Madison, you're 25 years old or 24. How the fuck are you a conservative? What's wrong with you? What about your gay friends?
He defeated Linda Bennett.
Yeah.
Which is Trump's endorsee, to compete in an upset for the GOP nomination for the 11th Congressional District. Bennett had received the president's backing on Twitter and the earlier endorsement of Mark Meadows.
Yeah.
Whose seat it was.
But Madison Cawthorn won. His name is Madison Cawthorn?
Yes. Cawthorn called for the runoff after he finished second to Bennett in a 12-candidate primary.
Oh, shit!
In early March.
You smoked him!
Where Bennett had failed to get more than 30% of the vote needed to win outright.
Yeah.
They postponed the runoff because of the COVID, and now they just had it.
Well, we still have COVID, though.
He uses a wheelchair. He was paralyzed from the abdomen down after a 2014 car accident.
Oh, shit.
He will now face Democrat Mo Davis, former military prosecutor, and other party nominees in November.
Right.
The district is still considered Republican-leaning, even though there were recent boundary changes following litigation. So,
oh, shit.
Remember, North Carolina had to redraw its districts.
Well, they were going through some shit, though, yeah. Right? I mean, North Carolina lately has had issues with elections and scandals and things of that nature.
Even Ted Cruz endorsed his opponent.
Yes.
But
Ted Cruz endorsed Madison's opponent.
Yes.
Hey, Madison, I don't know if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting app. Madison, I hope you know that Black Lives Matter. Do you know that? Do you think?
Cawthorn has described himself as a strong Trump supporter.
Oh, my God, dude.
Attempted to reframe Bennett's endorsements, saying he wouldn't be beholden to anyone in Washington if he reaches Congress. But his campaign also got help from a super PAC backing candidates that are allied with Rand Paul.
Oh, God.
So he's a libertarian-y
Madison,
Republican.
You're 25 years old. How in the fuck are you like this? You know what I mean, dude? You don't have to be a Republican. That is not cool. It's not reasonable.
Trump's pick down there.
Yeah.
And then another one somewhere else.
Yeah.
His endorsee went down.
Right. He lost. Well, you could say they were a loser. Loser.
Despite right-wing nutjobs predicting that moderate Democrat would destroy Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the primary.
Shit, yeah.
She won like 70% to 30 or something like that.
Of
she
course.
Pummeled.
Fuck
easily.
Yes.
Easily.
I like AOC.
Yeah, I do. Also, my computer locked up for a second.
Oh, no.
And so
God
did
damn
my
it.
Brain, apparently.
Oh, shit. Do you think we're going to have to be one with machines like Elon
sure,
Musk?
Sure, I think we will be.
Elon Musk, father of... What's the name of his kid? He named his kid something very strange.
Like Q4. Plus sign minus 69.
Why is he...
COVID-3.
Elon Musk is one of these like herd immunity motherfuckers, right? He wants everybody back at work.
Yeah, he's got some shitty views.
Jesus. I forgot what I was going to say about him. I was going to suggest, why doesn't he invent something? And then that might solve what we were talking about. But I don't remember what that was. COVID.
2 hours ago, Law and Order. That's all he tweeted, Trump.
Like about the show?
No, that's just what he's, I don't know, it's what he's tweeting. He's upsetty, you know, pants about all these alleged riots that are happening.
You know, Dick Wolf, man, I think you should think about what your shows have done for how the police interact with America. Shouldn't he think about that? And how he portrays cops in his shows?
Well, I mean, I guess.
I mean, all these fucking cop shows. It's like the cop is the hero, the anti-hero, maybe. Whatever he does, it's all romanticized. And people are always on the side of the badass cop going against the system. But we know what that really means, so I don't know.
Hashtag DeSantis failed Florida.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Shit, yes. He can't even tell us to wear masks. How much COVID today?
5,000 something.
Oh, 50, don't worry about masks, you fuckface.
Something.
No biggie. It's fine. We're reopening. Get out there. Walk it off.
Chicagoans protesting today to help try to join Minneapolis, Portland, Denver, Seattle, Milwaukee, and Oakland in removing police from public schools.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yes. Why is that even a thing?
Right. And we're finding out that these schools, not one shooting has been stopped.
Yeah.
At these schools to protect the children. And all it does is turn into, shocker, a racist.
Oh, yeah.
A way for a racist cop to brutalize some brown kids.
And by the way, I've seen way too much footage of these fucking violent ass cops spraying people in the fucking face.
Middle school, bouncing middle school kids off the ground, body slamming them and shit.
I mean, these protests, there's no way we can go back to the way things were.
Oh, I'm talking about school
cops.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. They have to be gone. Because those cops you saw at the protest, I don't want those people. I don't want those people in society, but not at our fucking schools.
Right.
That's insane.
Today's Wednesday, but don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Talk a little bit more about Jesus.
Right. I fired Jesus earlier. I just fired him. I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus, I just don't feel like, I'm sorry, you're not worth it. I'm going to pray to another or something or other. I don't know what, but not you.
Let's see. We've got, well, I mean, I can't sit on a Rick Wiles clip, though,
oh, shit.
Because he's.
What's he up to?
He looks like he's back in the studio.
Oh, shit.
Remember, he looked like he was doing his show from his house for a little while. And
right, right.
Now it looks like he's back in the studio. At least he's got
fuck yes.
A green screen behind him, at least. Here's Rick Wiles. This okay. is self-explanatory.
We just saw a video of radicals in Washington, D.C. trying to topple a statue to Andrew Jackson. And if you know your history, you know what Andrew Jackson would have done if he were alive on that horse. There wouldn't be any communist standing.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I'm about ready. Say it again.
Oh, are you saying they're making each other come during this conversation about big, thick Andrew Jackson's yeah,
talk
dick?
Talk about how the communists would all be dead from Andrew Jackson again.
He probably would have found time to beat his slaves.
Yeah, and listen to Rick's all
God
fired
damn.
Up.
Jackson would have fuck. Done if he were alive on that horse. There wouldn't be any communist standing.
That's right. To the banks.
But Andrew Jackson was a tough man. He would. I think the man could have single-handedly killed all of them.
What's with the hard-on for Jesus. Andrew Jackson all of a sudden?
This is the weirdest shit.
Like gay porn.
He knows Andrew Jackson's dead, right? And Andrew Jackson can't do shit for his fucking career. I don't understand this.
Those who didn't shoot,
he'd use a scabbard on.
He would have used a bayonet, and those who didn't bayonet, he would have jumped off his horse.
Oh, God. Doc took his shirt off and is oiling up his nipples right now.
He'd use
a scabbard on him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone, 100% of the people on this recording have spent way too much time doing Civil War reenactments. Like both these guys. Scabbard. My scabbard.
He didn't shoot.
He'd use a scabbard on.
He would have used a bayonet, and those who didn't bayonet, he would have jumped off his horse and sliced their throats.
He would have mouth fucked them.
We don't have men in this country that will stand for freedom anymore.
We don't have men that will jump off a horse and slice anyone's throat anymore.
Why are you so insane? Why is this guy so nuts?
Here's another clip.
Get my scabbard.
This is a real revolution. And I'm telling you, the man behind it is Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, my God.
He's an evil, wicked man. He's a communist. And he is the man behind this revolution. Make no mistake about it. Barack Hussein Obama is the Vladimir Lenin of this revolution.
Brother. There you go. God, Joe Biden, please nominate Barack Hussein Obama to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. That should happen.
That would be spectacular.
Well, why wouldn't it? Obama has lots of experience with the Constitution.
Right.
And that is what the Supreme Court deals with. Right?
Right.
Often.
Can you imagine his opinions writing against Brett Kavanaugh?
I don't know. God, we're in such a fucked up spot. Please, everybody, go vote blue and don't be fuck faces if you can help it.
Four and a half months.
God damn.
Until the election. And right, then things are going to get really interesting.
Yes.
Possibly.
Ugh.
If and when.
Right.
He loses.
I think you're going to have to call in the Avengers, whether you like it or not. I'm sorry. I don't know another scenario out of this without Wakanda or something.
All right.
We need Wakanda.
This is a, oh my God.
Or we need some Asgardian technology or some shit like that. Something.
I mean, just listen to where we're at.
Yes.
While appearing on a program hosted by QAnon conspiracy theorists.
What there is no, excuse me. Well, no, that is right. But a QAnon conspiracy theorist, I mean, that's a QAnon person.
Yes.
I mean, that's what QAnon is.
Yes. Several different offshoots of it. There's God, those that believe that JFK Jr. is Q and he's secretly alive and he staged his death because Hillary Clinton was trying to kill him,
you know,
at the time.
A friend of mine is a, this comedian friend of mine put a serious post out, and I almost thought about reading it on the show because it's an appeal to his friends that are into this shit to please stop. Like, you know, and he has all these friends that were into astrology and all this shit at the same time. And he's trying to say, like, this is not astrology. This is a serious thing. Do not be into this. It's fucking with your brains and it's turning you into a fucking cult.
Right. How'd that go over?
I mean, no, that's what he's, I don't know. I have to check on the post, you know?
So, We've played clips from this idiot before. This is another prophetess.
Ooh, yes.
She's been on the McFiles. We've played her a couple of times.
What is her audio set up?
Chris McDonald.
Is her audio set up good, poor,
laptop?
Fair. I mean, because these
laptop
people, these
webcam, it looks like.
All of these prophets, for the most part, sound like base fucking shit, man.
So here she is on this QAnon conspiracy show.
Yay.
This is Amanda Grace.
Is she crazy?
Well, listen.
So unbeknownst to me, for a year, somebody from President Trump's reelection campaign had been watching Ark of Grace Ministries. Now, I don't know this.
Hallelujah.
I'm going about my way. But my assistant's father had tipped me off a couple months prior. Listen, Amanda, the doors are going to start to open. And I said, okay, I filed it away. I continued my way, you know. Well, her name is Zena Morin. She contacted me on Passover of all times. I just released a word and she wrote me after. And Ark of Grace Ministries was named to the official White House faith leaders list.
Is that? That's not true.
Her ministry was named to the official White House faith leaders list. She's a prophetess.
You know, the Ark of Grace ministry sounds very creepy. It sounds like that Branch Davidian shit. And I was thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if your organization's on some fucking list. I might want to keep tabs on you, too.
Here she is at the end of March.
Yeah, these
on the McFiles.
Creepy evangelicals.
For such a time as this is why President Trump has been raised up into this position, because it is needed. This type of leadership is needed, okay? He may have not been wanted by a lot of the nation, but he is needed for this time. For this hour, this is the reason he has gone through everything he has gone through in his life.
Oh, God. What? Porn stars?
Why are we being held hostage by these people?
That's exactly what it is.
This is her president that's in charge.
Yes.
That shouldn't happen. Anyone this crazy shouldn't be happy with who's in the White House, right?
Yeah, we shouldn't be listening to these idiots. Why are these crazies should be marginalized as they should be like they were before? But the internet and then bad people,
right?
We'll call them Republicans.
Yes,
have had to adopt more and more of these lunatics because regular people are like, wait a second, what do you mean you're voting for more tax breaks for the rich? When I'm working 70 hours a week,
right,
and I can't fucking afford my mortgage.
That doesn't seem like a hard thing to explain. But I mean, this person, what is this person's name? Did you?
Amanda Grace.
Amanda Grace said,
I mean,
she said an amazing thing in this.
Think I want to see her birth certificate.
Well, okay. I am impressed. She said the sentence or described someone as her assistant's husband.
Her assistant's father.
Her assistant's father. Sorry.
Yeah.
She has an assistant.
Right.
Okay. So where's that person? I aren't you curious to talk to that person? She has an assistant to do fucking what? What is a prophetess doing?
Profiting.
Take a letter.
And it came on Passover right after I had issued a word, which are her, like, Passover prophecies.
Oh, she just issued a word.
Capital W word.
Oh, of course.
A word from the Lord.
Oh, okay. Right out of my
which
asshole.
I'm sure you can subscribe to.
Oh, how much?
I don't know.
How much? She has an assistant. She's probably doing okay.
Trump had a meeting with
the Klan.
The president of Poland.
Okay. Isn't he kind of
a right wing dickbag? Yeah, yes. Probably.
They scissored.
69.
Oh.
I can't be on tab. Here he is.
DBS.
Opening with a shot at NATO.
Ooh.
And Poland is one of only 8 NATO members. The others, some of them haven't done so well in terms of what they're supposed to be paying to NATO.
That wasn't on the speech. That wasn't on the card. He had to let everybody know.
Are you sure?
He looked up and was like, some of them, you know, not exactly paying.
Am I wrong to have this? This is the sensitivity I feel that's missing here. Like, I don't want to tell all these other countries that they aren't doing their fair share when we are the epicenter of this coronavirus. The coronavirus is going to be a thing a lot longer because of us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel odd, like, being a dick about how much they pay into NATO right now.
Not Trump.
I wouldn't say this.
So then he did take some questions from the press at one point. Here he is in what is described as a word salad.
Oh, okay.
On this cop reform bill that the Republicans put together in the Senate, which is in reality a bunch of grants for cops. They don't need more money. That's right. The opposite that we need.
Yes. They don't need more money at all.
But it's money for cops. And then some pretty strong suggestions that they don't, that they ban chokeholds. Not a mandate. It's not, we're banning chokeholds. It is, you guys should seriously look into banning chokeholds.
I don't know if that's what I saw the protesters wanting.
And nothing with qualified immunity.
Well, that's crazy.
So it's bullshit. So the Democrats are blocking it in the Senate. So now the Republicans are like, oh, I thought,
yeah,
you want justice reform? Look at all the reform we've got with this police.
You can't even outlaw chokeholds. There's not a there's a mandate, but not a law or some fucking bullshit.
No, a suggestion.
A suggestion. A suggestion. I'm going to suggest to you that when that guy says he can't breathe, that you let go of him.
Right.
Wow.
What?
John, please.
This afternoon, the bill on reform in the Senate failed to move forward. It may still see the light of day at some point, but at the moment it's stalled in the Senate. You have an executive order that is coming out later on this week regarding monuments. What to do about people who deface or damage these monuments. Could you tell us what you're planning to do in the executive order and your reaction to what happened in the Senate?
Well, the Senate Republicans want very much to pass a bill on police reform. We have total cooperation with many different communities, including the police community. They want it very much to happen themselves because there are things that they agree to that they would like to agree to, and they would love to have it agreed to formally. The Democrats don't want to do it, because they want to weaken our police. They want to take away.
Right. Police reform.
Absolutely.
That's what we need.
100%
They need to be weakened.
I mean, defund the police. It means you want to see less of these fucking cops.
Send out counselors when there's mental health issues. Send out drug specialists. When there's people having issues with drugs.
I really hate that someone would watch these protests and think that people want to figure a way to exist with policemen. That is just not the fucking case. We don't need them. They need to go the fuck away.
And they would love to have it agreed to formally. The Democrats don't want to do it because they want to weaken our police. They want to take away immunity. They want to do other things that you know about as well as anybody in this beautiful.
Yes, we do want to take away immunity. Why should they have immunity?
Right.
Explain to me.
Why didn't he say qualified immunity? Did he just not?
Because he's stupid.
Anybody in this beautiful field that we sit, they want to take away a lot of the strength.
He's in the lawn. Okay. He's on the lawn of the White House.
It's a beautiful field.
It's a meadow.
Of where we sit.
It's a lovely meadow.
Of the strength from our police and from law enforcement generally. And we can't live with that. We can't live with that. This is a great bill, strongly endorsed by, as you know, Tim Scott, who's terrific.
Who's black? Just so you know, the one black Republican senator endorses the fuck out of this. I just want you to know.
You know, Tim Scott, who's terrific, who is a terrific man, great senator, South Carolina. And Mitch wants it to happen. I would like to see it happen. But we won't sacrifice. We won't do that. We won't do anything that's going to hurt our police. The police, you know, we have a record this year on crime, a record positive rating on crime this year, the best. And you hear about certain places like Chicago, and you hear about what's going on in Detroit and other cities, all Democrat run. Every one of them's Democrat run. 20 out of 20, the 20 worst, the 20 most dangerous are Democrat run. We have one city or two cities in particular, worse than Honduras. Worse than Afghanistan. Worse than Afghanistan.
What city?
These are cities within the United States, Democrat run, radical left run. You see what's going on in Seattle. You see what's going on in other places. Seattle of all places.
Seattle?
Where they took
over. It's worse than Afghanistan?
The Chaz. Yeah, look, they took over the
I've
downtown.
I've never been to either place, actually. So what do I know?
I've been to Seattle, but I haven't been to Afghanistan.
Okay, well, you halfway know. Based on what you know of Afghanistan, do you agree?
From what I've seen of pictures and video of Afghanistan, there's a little difference.
Okay.
20. The Democrats want to weaken very substantially our law enforcement and our police. And frankly, they want to defund largely, at least largely. There are some that want to defund and abolish our police, if you can believe that. And we're not letting that happen. So, if nothing happens with it, it's one of those things. We have different philosophies. They want open borders. They want sanctuary cities. We don't. As far as your second question.
Which I don't remember.
But, you know, the sanctuary cities are sanctuary cities because they need to be.
Right.
We don't want to have sanctuary cities. We would just like all of our cities to be like
that. The local police want sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
So they can get their shit done, because the communities will not work with the police if they think that every time a crime is being investigated, if they knock on your door next door and they're like, "Hey, did you hear the gunshots?" that it's not going to be, "Hey, did you hear the gunshots? Oh, give me your papers, please, by the way."
Yeah. Or do you go to the hospital?
Right.
As far as your second question, I think that we're going to have a very strong executive order, but we already have very strong. We have the Monuments Act already, which means 10 years in jail. But I think we're going to consolidate various things. We're going to come out with a very strong executive order, and I should have that by the end of the week, which is fast approaching. We're going to have it very, very, very powerful. Statement. We've arrested numerous people, as you know, for what took place outside of Washington. In addition, the FBI is investigating hundreds of people throughout the country for what they've done to monuments, statues, and even buildings. So we have verse.
What are you doing about the reasons they pulled down those statues?
Monument statues, even buildings.
Hmm.
Monument statues, even buildings. He sounds.
They're
nuts.
Trying to pull down a building like that. Like that big monkey in Rampage.
We need Rampage.
They've done to monuments, statues, and even buildings. So we have very strong laws already on the books. I mean, we have a law that's 10 years. It's 10 years. That's a long time to have fun one night. I think many of the people
what
that
he,
are...
What is he talking about?
Knocking down these statues, don't even have any idea what the statue is, what it means, who it is. When they knock down Grant, when they want to knock down Grant, but when they look at certain... Now they're looking at Jesus Christ. They're looking at...
Nobody is looking at tearing down...
No, that's not true.
Statues of Jesus.
Sean... Oh.
Hannity?
No.
Cassidy?
No, this is a good guy. Sean on Twitter. He's on Twitter. He wants to tear down all the white Jesus statues.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about. I can't think of his... It's Sean... I think it's...
Is he an actor or
no,
is he
he's
a
journalist? He's a writer. Sean S.H.
Activist? Sean King?
Yes, Sean King. Oh. Sorry. God, yeah. I couldn't think of King. He wants to go after white Jesus, I think. Oh, I'm fine with that.
Good luck,
Sean.
With that.
By the way, I've not needed. I just fired Jesus earlier today. I don't know if you were listening.
You fired his white ass.
Get out of here. I'll send your stuff.
You fired.
I'll send your stupid fucking loincloth or whatever the fuck it was. You want your Shroud of Turin?
Right. Keep up those Pilates, though.
Oh, yeah. You look great.
Core work.
Don't worry about answering those prayers. Everything's fine. It's just fine, dickhead.
So throughout the country, there are meetings happening.
Yes.
Town halls and county meetings and shit like that about...
Fuck yes.
About
COVID
and what to do about it and what to do about wearing masks.
Don't wear them.
You see the footage there here in Florida. I think there was an area that voted 7-0. The board voted to require masks.
Oh, that's
everybody
great.
Wearing masks.
That's great.
And then there was 20 minutes of white people screaming.
Oh, my God.
And yelling about their freedoms and how this is a communist country now.
Why is it always, I don't mean to bring race into this. Why is it always these dumb fucking white dudes on the book of face bitching and moaning that they have to wear a fucking mask? Why is it that?
Palm Beach it was.
Yes.
Residents of Palm Beach County in Florida erupted in anger at a commissioner's meeting after the unanimous vote to make the masks mandatory.
Why do you think they voted? Because maybe their hospitals were filling up.
Right.
And they need to do something.
And there were, you can watch the whole meeting. There's a 3-hour meeting. You can watch the whole video. There's a whole bunch of doctors and healthcare professionals that start off talking and they give all this testimony and then they open it up for public comment and that's when it gets really fucking interesting.
I mean, the thing here people say is that people need to work. They have their lives. They just can't not do shit, right? I mean, you got to go to work and yes, you do. But this virus, I don't know. The virus doesn't give a fuck about that. So we have to do whatever we can do to stop it.
Right.
Because the alternative is a fuck ton of people will die. So we just don't have a lot of options.
You're right.
I don't know. Stay home. That's it.
Stay the fuck home.
I mean, that's to me the crazy thing. It's like, yes, of course, you should wear masks when you're out. But you shouldn't be going out if you don't fucking have to.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion passes 7-0. The Board of County Commissioners will be in recess for 10 minutes, and we will reconvene at 1:02. Thank you, everybody.
lot of pointing and yelling.
Yelling and pointing. The way they're talking, more shit is flying out of their mouth than if they were just speaking at a normal tone. These people are insane. They aren't, they're stupid. What are they? What is wrong with them? They're not impressed by this?
They're all the above. They're dumb.
How many people died? No. In Florida, how many people died? 5,500? 5,000? It was five. It was
no, it's 5,000 is the number of cases.
Number of cases. Oh, shit.
In a day.
In one fucking day! Yeah. Hi, God, I read this. The HuffPo shared someone's account of having COVID, and this person has had it for 100 fucking days, and it sucks.
One woman said, "You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask, knowing the mask is killing people. It is literally killing people. Oh. We, the people, are waking up, and we know what a citizen's arrest is because citizen's arrests are already happening. And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity." These people have to sit through this. These adults have to sit through these morons.
That's a word-for-word account?
That's a quote.
Oh, my.
I saw the video.
You saw the video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's, I don't know what to say to that. That's unreal.
They want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door.
Jesus Christ, you fucks. God's wonderful breathing system.
God's wonderful breathing system.
Oh, you're so stupid. You're just a dumb fuck.
But that's happening everywhere. Trump and the Republicans have made this mask thing into a political fight.
This is the very time when you have to have an adult that just has to tell everyone, you got to wear a fucking mask. You got to wear a fucking mask. And if we all die, then you don't have to vote for me for a second fucking term. How's that? You stupid fucks.
Right, well, don't.
But if you survive, vote me out. Go fuck yourself.
Don't wear a mask. Don't. Yeah, you'll be dead. You won't need a mask.
God. Impossible. This virus is so bad for the makeup, the mental makeup of Americans. We're so stupid.
We've got a Karen.
Okay. God.
This is a woman threatening to call the cops.
Oh, a magnificent shithead.
On a guy, a black gentleman with a leaf blower.
Do not call the cops. Do not call the cops on people.
Video circulating on social media shows a white woman excoriating a black man for cleaning the street near her property.
God.
A white woman yells at a worker for allegedly blowing street trash on the edge of her property.
Okay. Jeez.
Do what you have to do, he says, after she suggested she will call law enforcement. Stop dumping on my property.
God damn. Your property. Do we have a picture of her property? Who cares?
Property.
Call the police
later. I will. You know what? It's called dumping. I've talked to the code enforcement officers
already. Okay, well, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Do what you have to do.
I love that you're videotaping me. That's lovely.
You're beautiful, baby. You're so beautiful.
You know what? I really appreciate your rudeness.
You're beautiful.
And your inability to even have
a conversation. I'm not being rude. I ain't say not one cuss word to you.
I watched out my window.
That's cool.
Blow off my property.
That's cool.
It is my property. It is illegal.
Clean it up then. Look.
God, you know what?
Is this guy cleaning his property?
I think he's cleaning the road.
Oh, okay. He's doing his job?
I think so.
And this person's yelling at him?
God,
that's cool.
Damn. It is my property. It is illegal.
Clean it up then. Look. Clean your property up then, lady. Listen. Look at it. Clean it up. Maybe nobody
Stop
won't do it.
Dumping
nobody
on
won't
my
do it.
Property!
Oh, you mad now?
Yeah, I am mad.
Oh, you mad now?
Man.
I like this guy.
This guy,
nobody won't do
my
it.
Property!
Oh, you mad?
Meanwhile, he's obviously in his truck or whatever, filming this, and she's outside.
Yeah, I am mad. I am mad. And you know what?
Listen, clean your property up. Maybe nobody
will. I will
nobody,
call the cops.
Nobody
you know
won't do
because
it.
This is dumping.
You're right.
You are illegally dumping on my property.
Right.
Every time you blow at CM Design Create Residential Services on my land, you are illegally dumping.
Call the police. Do what you got to do. You feel me? You making all this huffing and puffing in front of these folks' house.
I don't mind. It's my neighbors.
What? Go talk
you
to them.
You are illegally dumping on my property.
Them. Go talk to them about
it. No, I am talking to you because look, you're the one doing the work.
Check this out. If I was white, right? If I was white, you would not
no,
be coming.
Call,
you,
call
you would not be coming to me
would.
With this shit,
yes,
bro.
I would.
No,
I would
you
call
wouldn't.
Anybody. I would call anybody.
Look, you going viral. You going viral.
Listen.
Another one. Look,
listen,
you going viral.
I can.
You
I've
going viral, Sheldon.
I have every company.
You going viral, Sheldon.
So she just outed herself. She's like, I've asked my neighbors. I've asked every company. You, there's nothing they can do about this. They're cleaning
God.
The street, and she loses her mind because they it gets blown on
but
her.
I'm trying to figure out that. Well, he's cleaning the street.
Yeah, it's a street cleaner.
That's nice. I mean, you're getting your street cleaned. God. Oh, I bet you don't wear a mask. I bet she doesn't.
She's not in this.
God.
She's out in front of her house.
And you're out there yelling, though. When you're out yelling like that at the top of your lungs, you are expelling more mucus membrane bubbles out into the atmosphere. And they are popping little pop, pop, popcorns around people's heads. And they're going up your fucking asshole.
Oh, here's a lovely quote from a right-wing dickbag. We've played this guy before. Steve Deese. He's got a radio show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a right-wing.
Deese.
He's on the Blaze now.
Oh, shit. The Blaze.
This is Steve Deese.
Right.
Let's go to Oklahoma next, where Trump just had his rally. Matthew, welcome to the Blaze. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I am here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, actually, and was at the rally itself.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I want to say I was not a Trump supporter in the beginning, voted nobody, and then have now become a supporter of him and will vote for him in November. However, I'm with you. I do think he is...
Do you mind if I say the N-word?
God, go
is,
right ahead!
Lacking in some areas and causing his numbers to go down. And what happened here in the rally, the campaign should be ashamed of themselves on some things that they should have done better. One was communication.
Oh,
one,
God.
You signed up to get a ticket and never was a ticket giving at all. And so it was first come, first serve, but nobody understood that. And so there was some confusion in that.
Oh, God. So this guy,
it was
this guy rambles
planned.
On and on.
Right.
On,
yeah.
On,
yeah.
On.
God, they didn't do a good job of planning this.
Skipping.
Right.
One bad. I think it was more than the 6,000 the fire department says. I think it's more like 9,000 to 10,000.
Yes.
The place holds.
These guys, their job.
Why are they lying? Right.
The fire marshal's job is to count people. Outside of that, I mean, I assume if a fire starts, they probably attend to that, right?
Yes.
The fire marshal and some other things. But one of their big things is they know how many people are in the fucking building.
Okay, so this guy blathers on and on and on, but here's the part where Steve Deese says his bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see him take his tie off, Matthew, and hang some Antifa members with it. That's what I want to say. I want to see him take the tie off. I want to see Antifa members hanging from gallows in Trump ties. That's what I would like to see. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Jeez. This is part of Glenn Beck's stable of
talent. I would like to see Antifa members hanging from a gallows.
This is Blaze
from
talent.
Trump ties.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's Blaze talent.
There you go. Antifa
right.
are anti-fascists.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. It's like he doesn't understand what he's saying.
Right.
He's a dumb dickhead.
So we've got a congressional hearing going on.
And does Steve Deese, do you want me to email Antifa and complain? What does he want from me?
Yes.
Like, give me the number. Shelby, give me the number for Antifa. I'm going to call him right now.
He wants to hang him.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Well, here. This is... the Republicans are doing their best to be children.
Okay, yeah.
during this... congressional hearing that they're having today where
the Republicans,
one guy was testifying about how Billy Barr was pressuring them
yes.
to let Roger Stone skate only because he's a friend of the president.
You know, these Republicans are acting like children, and we're in the middle of a fucking horrible pandemic.
Yes.
We desperately need adults because this is a challenging time, right?
So Doug Collins from Georgia was typically odious.
Right. Well, he's a Democrat. Wait, and, Doug Collins from Georgia. Yeah. Oh, I get him mixed up with the guy in Alabama.
He's the minority leader on this.
Yes.
In this. In this panel.
Oh, shit.
But here you go.
It needs to be said that Bill Barr does regularly lie in ways that impact official action.
Mr. Chairman, there's not order in the room. There's a banging.
No, there's certainly not.
Mr. Chairman, would you have Gene Krupa removed?
This is Gene Krupa was a drummer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
From
yes.
So I mean, this shows you the age demo of our senators.
Why is there the banging? Who is tapping?
Louis Gohmert is upset because this guy has gone over his time.
And so
to answer
banging.
The question, so Louis is banging on the desk, and that's why the others are saying,
yeah.
Well, that here.
Krupa removed.
The gentleman, the witness will conclude.
That's what you said a while ago, and he didn't conclude.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness will conclude.
So the last thing I want to sum up with, I've said all the rest of this, but the last point I'd like to make is that I think his crowning dishonesty in the face of what he is doing to the Justice Department is the picture that I saw in the New York Times a few weeks ago, a portrait of Edward Levy on the wall of his conference room, as though the current incumbent has anything but disdain for the beliefs and achievements of his predecessor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Louis Gohmert is insane.
right.
I mean, he is bananas. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
As you watch, this is a tweet, as you watch Louis Gohmert try to disrupt the hearing, remember he was one of the main congressmen who pushed the Obama birther conspiracy theory. Gohmert co-sponsored a birther bill in 2009 to try to force the president to prove that he was an American citizen.
Did someone used to do that? Is that a...
What?
That when someone starts talking and you don't agree with what they're saying.
Oh, no, I think he was just being a cunt. I don't think that was a thing.
It's not like a British Parliament thing. That seems like a British Parliament thing.
Yeah, I think it's just being him.
He's just a cunt bag, right? Well, I mean, that's... This guy's sitting there saying, he's like, Bill Barr is doing dishonest, bad things. Who doesn't...
This conduct in particular gives cause for great concern about what Barr may do next. Just another 30 seconds. In closing, it needs to be said that Bill Barr does regularly lie in ways that impact official action. Along with his continuing media project to make Americans believe that the FBI conspired against Donald Trump,
can you see
his statements
him?
About...
Yeah. Oh, God, I thought you could just...
He's got a blue bandana around his neck.
Believe that the FBI conspired against Donald Trump. His statements about the Mueller report, Jeffrey Berman's supposed resignation, and
so this goes on, and then
stop the disruption of this meeting. I can't hear this witness. This is a very important witness.
He's way beyond his time. Yeah, well.
What?
Witness. This is a very important witness.
He's way beyond
and the chair has
and if
the
there are no
authority.
Rules about when people can
the
talk,
authority.
There's
Don't
no
he
rules not. About when you can make noise.
The gentleman makes a good
This is...
Oh, my God,
These
Louis.
Are the children.
You are a
that we are
head.
That we are having to deal with.
I would be shocked to see this in the craziest state, in the craziest... Maybe you could see this in the Mississippi State Legislature. Sorry, guys. Don't mean to, be a dick, but this is our Congress.
And the chair will enforce the five-minute rule. Witness will proceed.
Chair is not enforcing the five-minute rule.
The witness will conclude.
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous. Do you have no respect for the rules whatsoever?
The witness will conclude.
He's 2 minutes beyond concluding, and you don't let us have that kind of time. You gavel down immediately. You're being grossly unfair. This man had a written statement, and he knew to cut it to 5 minutes. He couldn't do it. Either we have rules or we don't.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness will conclude.
At one point, Jesus, I guess they threatened to get the sergeant of arms to remove.
Oh, my God, Louis. You are a complete fuckhead. And he gets elected. How many terms has he served Texas's first district?
Oh, he's been around for a while.
Shit.
John Fuglesang tweeted, House Dems still won't bite the bullet and use a laser pointer to distract Louis Gohmert.
Yeah, come on. Fight back. Yeah, yeah. Put a like a reflector in his eye line or something. You know what I mean? Or glare.
Representative Johnson asked the sergeant at arms to come in.
Yeah, yeah. I need an adult to come in and deal with the representative from Texas. He's a child.
No rules about when you can make noise.
Did they tase Louis? Is that true?
He said.
Okay.
So great job.
Tase my Texas. Nipples. Oh, yeah. Great job voting, guys.
Great
Thank
job
you.
Sending that guy.
Good job. And by the way, you're welcome for Matt Gaetz.
Oh, we should talk, yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Louis worse. No. Matt Gaetz is
God,
worse.
I don't. Yeah. It's kind of a toss up.
It's
They're
really
both pretty heinous.
Well, Matt Gaetz is a lot younger. I mean, that makes him worse, right?
Gohmert's been around longer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that
he was a judge.
Oh God, that's not crazy. Forget this. Matt Gaetz wasn't a judge. He was a drunk driver and
he saw a lot of judges.
Oh yes. Well, I think he didn't know.
Well, that's true. Because of daddy.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Right.
Oh, thanks for listening. Oh, fuck.
The House Judiciary, meanwhile, claims that they're looking into impeaching Bill Barr.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Well, still do your job.
But it's the same process.
Yeah.
It's going to go to the Senate and
right.
Mitch McConnell will bury it.
But the Democrats in the House can still call people and have hearings.
Well, they can. Yeah, they're in charge.
Do it. Because, you know, you don't know what you're going to uncover that could sway the election. I God knows. I don't know what the fuck it could possibly be. I mean, if you still like Donald Trump at this point, then I don't know.
Shift from Jerry Nadler after on Sunday saying he thought impeaching Barr would be a waste of time. Now he's saying that they may very well look into impeaching him.
You know what? Strategy. If we're talking
strategery,
I think they should do it because it would give him less time to do bad stuff. It would take up some of his time.
He'd be busy.
Yes. I think that's a...
Yeah, maybe.
It's not a bad use of time because he is an evil fucker. He's up to bad stuff.
A doctor in Texas says, it's looking pretty dire, apocalyptic.
That is not a positive outlook, right?
In regards to the COVID.
Okay. Jeez. How's the reopening? It's good.
Yeah, how's that going right now?
Oh, it's dire. It's apocalyptic. Great reviews. The reviews are in. Dire, apocalyptic.
Well, and speaking of...
Yes.
Our amazing representative here.
Aw, shit, yes.
Gentleman yields back to Mr. Gaetz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Roger Stone should be pardoned... I believe Roger Stone will be pardoned, and then this proceeding will look even more ridiculous than it does today. I fear that my Democrat colleagues tend to behave the worst when they are caught. Undoubtedly, the Obama administration and their allies in the deep state were caught entirely off guard by the election of President Trump. They believed that their smears and coup attempts against him would be like an insurance policy in the event that you die before your 40. They believed he should lose 100 million to zero. Then, of course,
what? This is our representative. What is he saying? What is his point? That the Democrats are lying and cheating?
Oh, it's hard to
to talk
coming after his man baby
when you're rimming a 74-year-old at the same time.
It really is a talent.
Have a billion to zero. Then of course he won, and Democrats were caught yet again. This time the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign colluding with Russia, utilizing a dossier that we now know had its subsources targeted by Russian intelligence. That's not a debate point. That is a finding by the Inspector General. And now?
Meanwhile, what is with these Republicans and their suits?
I don't know.
He's obviously lost some weight.
Yes.
But he's wearing the same suit and the same shirt. So
it's too big on
him?
Yeah,
it's like it looks like he should be.
Doesn't he have time
singing in a band in the 80s?
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't you have time to go to the you look like you're in the spin doctors.
We see House Democrats caught yet again with a failed impeachment, with the lack of an agenda. And as we sit here today, America's cities are burning. Our monuments are being
Jesus Christ.
This is the narrative.
He's
that's not happening.
How
the cities are burning to them.
They believe, they still believe Donald Trump's bullshit speech he gave at the inauguration.
The American Carnage.
Yeah, the death speech. Yeah. The one George Bush Jr. described as wild, weird shit. Or weird shit. Crazy
desecrated.
Shit.
Our history is being presumably erased by people who are ashamed of the United States of America. And we have the audacity.
Fuck you,
Confederate
racist.
History. Yes, we're ashamed of that history, and we should be.
And it's not that history is being erased. It's being explained a little better.
We're stopping from venerating enemies.
Yeah, we're getting rid of the white supremacy trophies, dickhead.
Who are ashamed of the United States of America, and we have the audacity to have a meeting about the rule of law on a case that's already over, on an impeachment that has already failed, when there is real work for this committee to do.
Oh
my God. Fuck
you. It's a joke. I yield to Mr. Jordan.
Go get a drink. Go drive, dumb fuck. What a horrible,
representative doing his job. He'll put that on his YouTube and on his Facebook and talk about, look how I own the libs.
Don't go drive drunk, Matt, please. That would be dangerous for other people.
In my too big suit.
Oh yeah. God, you're a dick.
That's
all lies.
That's our representative.
Doesn't he lose any points if he's not truthy? We don't have anything like that. No.
Not in this report. Are you kidding me?
No, that's true.
Truthiness. The judge presiding over the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has now issued an order delaying all proceedings in the matter.
Oh, okay. Wait, does that mean he's not off the hook?
This comes after a three-judge panel, the D.C. Court of Appeals, led by Trump-appointed Judge Naomi Rao.
Oh, shit.
Ordered Sullivan to comply with the Justice Department motion to dismiss the case, according to a reporter at Politico.
Politico.
Such a move could be in anticipation of an appeal or an en banc rehearing to the D.C. Panel's decision. So they can do either. They can appeal for an en banc hearing.
Yes.
Or they can appeal straight to the SCOTUS. Right. So him delaying all proceedings means he's going to do something.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise he would say, okay, fine, I'm dropping the case.
Do you think he saw this and was like, no fucking way. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Especially with that Trumpist, that fake judge.
But like,
this Naomi Rao asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Won't it be hard, though, if Trump, when a president pardons someone, what does that mean? Does that mean that the president doesn't believe the guy is guilty of what?
No, it doesn't mean that. It just means he's pardoning them.
In fact, the
conviction stands.
But there must be rules, like you have to proclaim guilt, or you have to do something.
Well, your conviction stands. If you accept a pardon, you're admitting that your conviction is valid.
Oh, okay. So you then can't go and write a book and say I'm innocent.
No, sure you can. Oh, yeah. But
interesting.
Naomi Rao, American journalist, jurist, and former academic and law professor, who is now a U.S. Circuit judge. Okay. For the D.C. Circuit. Cool. 47 years old. Oh, shit. They're appointing all these young judges. That's scary. Even Vox, the headline says, the court decision dismissing charges against Michael Flynn is astonishingly bad.
They mean it was the wrong decision to make. There's no basis for it.
Judge Naomi Rao's opinion in Michael Flynn, the case regarding Michael Flynn, is simply astonishing. It involves the Justice Department's surprising decision to drop charges against one of Trump's former top aides nearly 3 years after that aide pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI.
Good God. So wait, what happens? Before this judge is appointed, does Trump say, hey, you, if this case comes up, you have to vote in my favor?
I think it's implicit.
Is it implied?
Specific, yeah.
Okay.
Her opinion takes extraordinary liberties with the law. Her opinion asserts jurisdiction of her case that her court has no right to hear. It relies on a rarely invoked process that the Supreme Court described as drastic and extraordinary remedy.
So they manufactured a reason to bring this to this judge.
Right.
Trump did, or you know, Michael Flynn's lawyers.
Yeah, it's some really weird.
Or the DOJ did.
Like they're trying she's trying some fucked up legal jujitsu or something to try to keep them from rehearing a case or something.
God.
The Justice Department's court filing seeking to drop the charges is signed by one political appointee. Typically, such filings are also signed by career attorneys with no loyalty to a particular administration.
These people sign off of them justice. They look at the case and they say, I agree with.
Right.
You know, and I approve.
But this time it was signed off by one political appointee.
Right. What about.
Who says, let Mikey Flynn go.
But they don't have anyone that is non-biased.
Which isn't what they do.
They don't have an independent party signing off.
No, that's the point.
Well, why don't they go get one?
Jeez.
It's like they're crooks. This is insane.
It's highly unusual for prosecutors to drop charges years after obtaining a guilty plea.
Yeah.
Moreover, the federal rules of criminal procedure only permit the government to dismiss a prosecution, quote, with leave of the court. So the judge has to agree with them and say, yeah, I'm going to drop it. And he's not doing that.
Yeah, because he pled guilty to the fucking thing.
So he's scheduled, he's ordered a stay on everything. He's ordered a hearing next month to address how he should proceed and to consider whether Flynn should then be held in contempt for perjury by testifying before the court several times that I am guilty of these crimes. And then later on,
now he's
3 years later, saying, I didn't do it. I lied to the court.
But this is a ridiculous fucking thing. Why aren't there cases like this from when Obama was president? Why are we not seeing cases like this before? Is this strange? I mean, is it? It's extremely fucked up.
Crazy. Because the Justice Department abandoned the prosecution retroactively.
Yeah.
Sullivan also asked a court, this is the judge, asked a court-appointed lawyer to argue the case against Flynn. This is a common practice when none of the attorneys appearing in the case have presented important arguments at the heart of the case. So he appointed an advocate to argue the other side. Since the Justice Department is obviously flipping.
So just some dude, as a placeholder,
who's an independent person, but who's charged with arguing the other side's argument.
Yeah.
The
It says, notably, Sullivan has not taken any action whatsoever against Flynn. He has not ruled the guilty plea must be preserved over the Justice Department's objection, nor has he held Flynn in contempt. Sullivan has merely scheduled a hearing and asked a lawyer to brief him on the best legal arguments against Flynn's position.
Oh, okay.
Before he makes the ruling.
This is crazy.
But if Sullivan ultimately rules against Flynn, there's no guarantee that he will. That order can then be appealed to the D.C. Circuit, but Rao's opinion concludes that Sullivan isn't even allowed to consider arguments against Flynn's interest. So she's trying to, this argument is trying to say that it can't even go back to him or something.
Oh, and that is the Trump appointee judge doing that.
Yeah.
God damn.
She's saying it lies squarely within the ken of prosecutorial discretion.
It's weird because you just don't hear about this happening that often. It seems like, I don't know, it seems like there's some underhanded shit going on.
Right.
He pled guilty. So that, to me, he pled guilty, but then he cooperated, right? Didn't he cooperate? Meaning like he gave the DOJ information on the investigation.
Right.
So well, is all that bullshit then?
The core problem is that the opinion is that Rao's court has no business intervening before Sullivan gets to decide.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't.
He just hasn't done what they want him to
right,
do.
Right, right, right.
And the shitty judge and her shitty friend out of the two out of the three.
God, they're making it incredibly easy for Mike Flynn to get away with it. That's what it fucking seems like to me.
The drastic and extraordinary remedy sought by Flynn is known as a writ of mandamus.
Nine!
The appeals court may only grant a mandamus relief if the person seeking such relief has no other adequate means to attain the relief he desires.
Oh, shit. Well, wait.
Flynn absolutely has another adequate means. He's got this other judge waiting to rule.
Right. But he already pled.
And if Sullivan agrees to dismiss it, Flynn wins. If Sullivan doesn't dismiss, then he can appeal to the full D.C. Circuit.
And then he'll.
So he doesn't need the writ of mandamus.
So he could just go to the D.C. Circuit.
Right.
So obviously the interest but here is to get Flynn
this
off.
Asshole, it says here at Vox, Rao has a history of writing dubious opinions that benefit Trump and his allies.
Oh, I get it. So now we're to the point in the movie where our justice system is broken and falling apart, and now we're in a constitutional crisis. That's where we're getting into with all this right. fucking bullshit.
The two judges in the majority, Rao and Judge Henderson. Henderson is a very conservative judge who took positions to Brett Kavanaugh's right when they were on the circuit together.
Oh, my God.
So this guy's a nut job.
Jesus.
Rao, who served in the Trump White House.
Oh, okay. So that's an impartial person.
Only became a judge last year, has quickly become built a reputation as a rubber stamp for the Trump administration's
shit, yes.
preferred outcomes.
What happens in the White House? Trump's flouncing about, who wants to be a judge? Anybody want to be a judge?
She wrote a widely mocked dissenting opinion that would have blocked much of Congress's power to even investigate Trump.
So she wrote a ridiculously skewed opinion in favor of Trump that protected him.
It was a dissent, so she was outvoted.
So, yeah. And she was mocked.
She sought to delay the House's ability to obtain documents related to former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
God damn. What?
It said she also would have stripped the federal judiciary of much of its authority to remove the administration's efforts to swiftly deport immigrants.
Oh, okay.
So she's been ruling poorly on all these.
Yeah, yeah.
On the wrong side.
It's
she,
like,
however, is in the minority.
Right.
Currently, Democratic appointees control 7 of the 11 active judgeships in the D.C. Circuit.
But don't judges get ratings and things like that? I mean, you can't just have a judge that just makes shitty decision after shitty decision, right?
Lifetime appointment.
But I thought judges were rated.
Lifetime appointment.
Doesn't matter. What a shame. I mean, Michael Flynn pled guilty. I don't. Again, I've seen a lot of Law and Order. I've seen a lot of Sam Waterston. And Sam Waterston is, if he gets a guilty plea, he's not going to not get it. He got it. You know what I mean?
Right.
The wackos.
The last sentence here at Vox, while Rao reached pretty far to benefit a former Trump aide, it is far from clear that she will have the final words.
Oh, okay. I see.
So there we go.
Right.
That's why the Judge Sullivan said, hold the phone.
Stop it.
Nothing's going to happen. We're going to hold the procedures up. And
right.
Yeah, he's going to decide.
Shit, that's crazy.
But this corruption with the Justice Department is now cartoonish. It's everything everyone was afraid of.
Right.
And the guy that was trying to testify while Louis was knocking on the desk was expressing his alarm at the politicization of the Justice Department, that now they're going after people Trump doesn't like.
Was that Louis's idea?
And helping people that he does.
It looks like he was banging his ring on the desk. That's what it looked like to me. Is that from a movie or something?
No, he was just being a dick.
Yeah.
Trying to make noise.
Right. Jeez. Thank you, Republicans. Thank you so much for fucking up our government. Good job.
Kurt Schilling deleted his account today.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. What happened? What happened?
Something to do with this Bubba Wallace stuff. You know, the NASCAR driver that thought he found a noose in his garage.
Right.
And it turns out it's a noose shaped pull for the door that's been there for a while.
I think it was someone made that into a noose.
Well, but it's been that way for a while. It said
right.
It is a noose.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been that way for a while.
I thought the usual pull cords were smaller nooses. And the point, I don't know. It's hardly a, don't make nooses. Right?
The former World Series MVP and Breitbart News host Kurt Schilling.
You are a fucking loser, dude. You're a fucking loser. Because I tell you what, Kurt, if you weren't such an asshole, I would be a guy saying, yeah, put him in the Hall of fucking Fame. That man's sock was bleeding, and he brought fucking Boston a ring. But you know what? Go fuck yourself, you transphobic fuck.
He was trending today, yesterday, after he deleted his account.
Yeah.
Following a back and forth with all-star pitcher Trevor Bauer. Regarding NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace.
Now, wait. Now, Trevor Bauer, he pitched, and I think, in the last World Series, and he was, I think he was trying to fix a drone, and he cut his finger.
Oh, he's the guy that cut his tendon when he was
fixing it.
Something like that.
Fixing a drone? I don't know why I remember. I think Trevor Bauer is not a gigantic asshole.
Schilling is an outspoken Trump supporter. Has posted occasional racist and controversial comments on social media before.
What publication is this?
Mediaite.
Mediaite. He's a racist. I think you're softening it.
He accused outfielder Adam Jones of lying about being called the N-word.
God.
He's appeared on Hannity to call former ESPN host Jemele Hill a racist.
God.
And said that conservatives are afraid to work at ESPN.
Oh, geez.
Remember, he got let go.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, no one wants to hear from people like you, dickhead. You're a bummer. No one wants to. Why does he think that's the weirdest thing? Racists are afraid to go somewhere where they might not be liked. Okay?
Okay.
Jeez. That's why you guys wear hoods.
In 2019, he told Mark Levin that part of the reason he's not in the Hall of Fame is because he's a Trump supporter. Schilling is a 6-time All-Star with a 3.46 career ERA.
He is not a slam dunk in the Hall of Fame. Not at all. But if he weren't such a dick, he might get in. He might get in. But baseball writers aren't going to vote for this xenophobic dickhead. They just aren't.
So on Monday night, Bauer and Aubrey Huff.
Oh, fuck. Aubrey Huff.
Began to beef on Twitter over Major League Baseball's restart plan.
Okay.
And several racist tweets involving Wallace from Huff.
And Huff is a gigantic
Aubrey
load.
Huff is a load.
Yeah.
Schilling jumped in to this argument, boasting his accolades and the length of his career while attacking specific parts of Bauer's situation with the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes.
Almost immediately, Bauer shot back.
Right.
I'm sorry, the dog is almost pulling me out of my chair.
Why? Hey, we've got 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left. She's doing the alligator roll. I should film that. That's very funny. Curt Schilling and Aubrey Huff are teaming up on Trevor Bauer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Curt Schilling said, this is like going back and forth because Curt Schilling said, no, just like you're number four on a good team. I signed for 25K and went from there. You're a first rounder, dealt three times because you have a baseball IQ of 8. There's a reason a guy like Cole, something, blah, 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 blah. Trevor Bauer says, LOL, LOL. The irony of calling someone an idiot while you're using YOUR instead of YOU'RE.
Who said that?
Trevor Bauer.
Bam! That's right. That's right.
Schilling said, I came out of the bullpen until 92, you dumbass. But you're clearly too stupid to get it. No worries, man. Keep grinding for that 200-inning season. Maybe one year you'll show up in October when it really means something.
Oh, Curt Schilling, go fuck yourself.
And Trevor Bauer said, oh, so you weren't good enough to be a starter?
Oh!
Question mark.
That's right. He wasn't.
And Trevor Bauer says, so if I'm understanding you correctly, less innings is bad, right? And less wins is bad, right? You played yourself like a video game. Which is a sore spot for Curt, who lost, I saw the number, $150 million today.
Yeah.
God. He lost all of his money, $150 million on that video game bullshit.
Well, I'll do a little analysis here. He's better at baseball.
Mr. Buttkurt, get back at me when your something is actually better than mine.
Yeah.
Squirt.
Right. He said squirt.
Call them squirt. Get back at me, squirt.
Yeah. Trevor Hoffman, I think, is. Wait.
He's the good guy, Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Hoffman is in the Hall of Fame. Okay. Trevor Bauer. He's the guy with the drone that cut his finger.
Schilling tweeted that Bubba Wallace is Jussie Smollett 2.0. He wasn't.
No, he saw a noose in there.
Right. Nobody was suggesting, the FBI, none of the cops, nobody suggested that this was a false flag,
right,
or he did it himself or anything like that. It just happened to be that somebody tied a noose.
You know, I watched to pull
the door down for the garage.
I watched an interview with Bubba Wallace, and he seems like a nice dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nobody's blaming him.
Go fuck yourself, Kurt. You're a dick.
But...
So is Aubrey.
And nobody's sure exactly, but something scared Schilling off. It was somewhere in this exchange, and all of a sudden he just was like, fuck it, and deleted his account. His account is gone.
Shit, man. Maybe he's, you know, some lawsuit shit, some legal shit. But I think that's a smart move on Curt Schilling's part.
But then he started trending after he left with everybody shitting on him flinging turds out the door.
Yes.
Here's one. Infamous transphobe, racist, and embarrassment to Red Sox fans. Curt Schilling has deleted his Twitter account.
Yeah.
This guy defrauded taxpayers of Rhode Island and financially ruined the honest game developers he employed in New England. Good riddance.
Oh, shit. Damn. See, Curt Schilling is one of these guys that was probably in a video game, and he probably looked at the business and was like, fuck, I can do this. Let me do this. I'm a genius.
Yeah.
I have three major league level pitches. I can throw a really good curveball. I can also run a video game company. That's insane.
He chose poorly.
Yeah. He could be making a fuck ton of money just being a talking head on ESPN. Just don't be racist and transphobic and xenophobic.
He was, and he got kicked off.
Stupid fuckhead.
Michael Eisen.
Yes.
Famous science dude.
Right.
Tweeted, as a lifelong diehard Red Sox fan who spent a freezing cold night in Fenway watching Curt Schilling help deliver the 2004 World Series to my beloved team, I can say it is a privilege and an honor that this racist fuckhead blocked me.
Wait, who said that?
Michael Eisen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Scientist.
And he is a fuckhead. He's a total fuckhead.
This is...
I got a bleeding sock.
Grant Stern, an author.
Yes.
I'm upset Curt Schilling deleted his Twitter account. Now, how will anyone know that a virulently racist ex-ball player who lost $150 million on a video game really hates my guts and said crazy mean things to me to defend Trump? This guy got in a fight with him, apparently.
Okay. Is Schilling friends with Trump? They must be. Do they hang out together? Meet me at the spa.
I don't think Trump knows.
Curt Schilling?
Anything.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true. He probably doesn't. Ivanker.
There's a real chance. What did Curt Schilling tweet to cause the account deletion and trending topic rage?
Yes.
Hall of Fame vote. This is a writer, a sports writer. My Hall of Fame vote this fall hangs in the balance, and 2021 is likely his only real chance
for
the election as 2022 is packed.
Do not vote for him.
He says this is very important because there is a real chance that Schilling will be the sole electee next January.
Bullshit.
As we wait for the mother of all ballots the following year with Poppy, A-Rod, etc.
Yes.
It's the eligibility when they become eligible. Right. Schilling is on a banana peel the rest of 2020 as character is still a criteria on our ballot.
Oh, but A-Rod.
The year after.
Oh, okay.
That's what this guy's saying, that this coming year,
yeah,
Schilling has a good shot because it's such a weak year.
Damn.
But next year is going to be Big Poppy and A-Rod.
God, I got to look up that ballot. If God, who else is on that with Curt Schilling? That it's that doesn't matter. He's a fuckhead.
This is Brett Taylor, another sports writer. Trevor Bauer and Aubrey Huff are fighting on the internet in 2020. And then he says, update, Curt Schilling has entered the fight and now his account is gone.
He didn't last that long. He entered the fight. He wasn't dragged into the fight, right? He chose to participate.
Ooh, we gotta go.
And lost his account. That's so
he
stupid.
He says, this is a ride. I would have said there are no winners, but if it resulted in Schilling deactivating or getting banned, it was all worth it.
Damn!
Another sports writer. Oh. Everybody hates Curt Schilling.
Oh, I bet. I bet. He's a fucking dickhead.
Do you remember when he was
a meathead.
He threw a rally to test the waters to run against
Elizabeth Warren.
And literally nobody showed up. Literally, it was only the press.
I would love to see a debate between Elizabeth Warren and Curt Schilling.
He would destroy.
Of course.
He would call him Pocahontas.
He would cry. He would cry.
Pocahontas. We got to go real quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Then we'll be available as a podcast. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Have a good evening, everybody. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.